All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it's all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show is a lovely lady based out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit. You can go to her website, olivestolichis.com, or you can give her a call, 416-759-5407. I'm talking about my guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Marie-Claire, welcome back to the show, and how are you?
Thank you, Rick. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How is my French accent? Is it good?
Oh, it's getting better.
Oh, wah, wah. I can say croissant.
Thank you.
Hey, Marie. I know we've had you on the show before, but do me a favor. We always have new listeners checking us out for the first time. So do me a favor and just tell everybody, tell us what you do and what you offer.
Yes. I am a nurture and thrive coach. And for the last 20 years, I've been running a holistic health practice called Mind Your Body and Spirit in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Where I help people feel better and perform better. I guide success-focused women preneurs who want to break free of specific blocks that prevent them from being healthy,
right,
from growing their businesses, from stepping into their life mission, and making much more money. I help them feel better so they can live richer.
And that's not a bad thing now, is it?
Great. We all need that.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, let me ask you this, Marie-Claire. What will you talk about today?
Today, this is the first part of a three-part series that I've prepared for you, mm-hmm, about how to deal with some wellness challenges to feel better and thrive. And I promise to share with you as much information as I can in the time that we have together.
Okay.
And I understand that I may not be able to cover it all. But you can go to my website and get the rest. And in this part, I will talk about something that we all need to do periodically in our homes and our lives. And because spring is just around the corner, mm-hmm, it's a perfect time to do it. And we all feel refreshed and have renewed energies after we've done it. And I'm going to talk about how to declutter quickly, easily, without going crazy. I use a specific holistic approach.
Right.
I use the energies of the five elements found in nature and in all of us, which are ether, air, fire, water, and earth.
All right. Now, before we get into that, because I know everybody needs to declutter, I need to declutter. I'll tell you that much, Marie-Claire. I got stacks of clothes that I know I haven't worn in eons, and I know I have to get rid of it. I just don't want to do it.
Well, we'll help you.
Now, before we get into it, I understand you have a gift for the listeners.
Yes, I do. I have a free map that I'm excited to give you, the listeners, to start using what you will learn today on decluttering.
Okay.
You can go to my website, www.olivestolichis.com, and click on the tab Gift for You and download your map on how to declutter. And while you're at it, send me your comments and your questions if you like.
All right.
So this approach that I'm going to talk about, I use it myself for pretty much every project that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to start by briefly talking about the elements with the example of a plant.
Okay.
We all know that to thrive, it needs the right balance conditions, such as space, which is ether,
mm-hmm,
air, adequate lighting and temperature, which is fire, sufficient hydration and nutrients from the soil and water, so that is water, and a big enough container to house the roots comfortably, that is the element earth. So if any of these conditions are in excess or lacking, the plant, as you know, will be stressed and not thriving. It will look pathetic and eventually die.
Right.
You can look at your lives and your home environment using the same elemental approach. To thrive, you need a comfortable space, fresh air circulating freely, the right lighting and temperature, access to proper hydration and nourishment, and preferably an organized area dedicated for each individual sharing the home.
Right.
And all that in a proper balance, nothing in excess or lacking. And you know that your home is your nest. your refuge, your sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you should find peaceful rest and comfort at the end of each day. Your home is like your refueling station, where you get replenished on love, nourishment, and support. So when you think about aspects of your life, like your work situation, your home, your relationships, and especially your health and well-being.
Right.
If you feel that things are not going as well as you would like, you might want to examine your life space and make some changes. Perhaps things have been stagnating for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, you may have accumulated a lot of things that you were talking about earlier that you no longer use and appreciate.
Right.
And they are taking a lot of space, a lot of energy to maintain them, and you don't enjoy them. We don't need to judge. We're just here to raise the awareness so you can make different choices. And what may surprise you is that there could be a pretty significant traumatic event connected to the current state of your home and your health.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, how can we begin, doing that decluttering and move out of that stagnation that you were just talking about?
I'm so glad you asked.
Me too.
Have you heard that the condition of your home is a metaphor for your health and what is going on in your life?
No.
Well, let's do a quick assessment.
Okay.
So, in your mind, let's take a walk through your home. Look at the free space available in each room. What do you see? Is there so much stuff that you can't see the walls or the floor? How do you feel when you enter each room? What goes through your mind when you are in that room?
Right.
You might say, I've been meaning to get rid of this thing. I don't know what to do with it. Or, these things have sentimental values. I can't get rid of them.
Right.
Or, I paid so much more money for this, I just can't let it go. Or, I might need it one day in the future. So these are things that prevent us from perhaps clearing stuff out.
Right.
If you happen to feel comfortable and relaxed in that room, great. Move to the next room and repeat the process.
Yeah, you know what? And I think we all probably have said those things. You know, we could probably walk into any room and say any one of those things right now, as a matter of fact. Now, let me ask you this, Marie Claire. What happens if you don't feel great in that particular room? How do you go about dealing with it?
Yes. Here's where you have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel tense and stressed, constricted and unable to breathe, tired and heavy, your living space may be affecting your health, your relationships, and even your performance at work.
Right.
Therefore, your money. So let's look at your physical health. Ask yourself, am I suffering from tension headache, respiratory challenges, digestive problems, elimination issues, among many things? If yes, you need to consider an honest decluttering process. It's like a spring detox. But for your home.
Right.
I'm not a medical doctor or a therapist. I'm a holistic practitioner. I focus on energy. I look at how it flows, where it's blocked, how to clear the blocks to regain health and happiness. So to start regaining health, we first need to look at the energy around you. That is your home environment. And we will do that today. And then in the second part of my series, we will look at the energy in you. With more decluttering, but this time in the kitchen, mainly the pantry and the refrigerator, before filling them up with good things so you can start shifting the energy in you.
All right. Well, that's good to know that we have that to look forward to. Now, for some reason, I think you'd agree that this could be a challenging project for some people. How should they handle that if they have that problem?
Yes, for some, it can be a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the size of your challenge, meaning if you've had years of accumulated clothes, like you mentioned earlier, books, that's my issue, paper, knickknacks, furniture, all kinds of stuff, you might want to look at your entire home as one project or look at the different rooms as individual projects.
Okay.
Honest decluttering is the first step of my process to feel better and live richer. And as Louise Hay, used to say, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard of wonderful Louise Hay, if you are going to clean the house, you have to see the dirt. So decluttering is a very grounding, earth element-based activity that involves the other four elements that I spoke about earlier. And decluttering will help rebalance the energies in and around you. So let's begin the honest decluttering process using the five elements.
Okay, so what do we do? What do we start with first then?
Well, first, we're going to do some clarity. So let's assess where you are and how you can shift the energy. We'll start with the ether element. And I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
Have you been craving some quiet time and relaxation because you've been super busy and unable to catch your breath?
No, I think I'm pretty good right now.
Okay. Are you unhappy with the kind of work that you do? Or you would rather fill your days with more meaningful work?
No, I'm pretty happy about that stuff.
Excellent. Do you need a major change in your space at home or at work?
Possibly.
Okay. Do you feel stuck and you have no choice?
It depends. What do you? In what respect? In terms of my space?
Life. If you feel stuck in decision making, you feel stuck in choices in life.
Yeah, a little bit. I think we all do at some point. Sure.
In a relationship, sometimes. Free time. How to use your hobbies. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this is a big one. It could. A lot of listeners could relate to this. Are you grieving the loss of someone or something important to you?
Yeah, I would say so, sure.
Okay. And now on the physical level, perhaps you're having joint pain, like arthritis, or maybe you have throat or ear issues.
Nope.
So all these questions relate to the ether element, and decluttering can help rebalance this energy in your life. And for you, Rick, looks like perhaps the ether element is pretty balanced.
Yeah, it doesn't seem... I don't think I'm too messed up.
That's great to hear.
Thank you. So now let me ask you real quick before we take our first break. So now what does this all mean?
Well, ether is the lightest of all the elemental energies, and earth is the densest. So ether is about space, beauty, quiet time, harmony, healing, peace, tranquility. It's also about life purpose, freedom, self-expression, and the connection to the divine. In contrast, earth element is about material stuff and money, among other things.
Right.
So too much stuff means not enough free space to think clearly, to breathe freely, to sleep well, and to feel great. So if you look at a specific room, what do you want that space to be used for? Not really a room to store stuff. It's a waste of a room that could be used as a quiet room to do yoga, for example, or meditation,
right.
Relaxation. A room where you could do your craft and hobbies. Or an anything room other than a storage room.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you want to feel in that space? So you state your intention. Example of an intention for a room. My intention is to make this room welcoming, warm, relaxing for me and so-and-so who's going to be using that room.
Right. Okay.
So it's also wise to ask for the input of the people who are sharing this room. Then imagine your new space. What would it look like and feel like once you have given it the makeover you want? Imagine how you will feel in it, how you will use it. And congratulate yourself for wanting to make a positive change that will ripple in all other areas of your life. So clarifying your intention is the first step of making what you want happen.
All right. And that, again, we're talking about the ether, right?
That's correct.
All right. So I'm assuming that air is the next element, but we got to take a quick break here, Marie Claire, okay?
Yes, certainly.
So we'll pick up with the next element. We're talking about air. We're talking with our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. OlivesToLychees.com is her website. Go there and check it out. You can also take advantage of the gift she's offered, which is the map. which is right there. If you click on Gifts for You, your map on how to declutter is right there. It's a free downloadable PDF. Take advantage of that. We'll take a quick break and come back more with her after these words right here on All Business Media. And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're talking with our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois, the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. OlivesToLeeCheese.com or give her a call, 416-759-5407. And again, Marie-Claire, how are you? you see how I did there? I went from French to bad Spanish accent. I'm awesome.
Great.
I'm multilingual. Hey,
yeah.
we're having a discussion with Marie-Claire about I guess the five things for decluttering, right?
The five elements that can help us declutter,
right?
Make the process more quickly. More easily and without going crazy.
Right. And again, you know, we started with the first element, which is ether, which is the space that you spoke about. And the next element would be air, right?
Yes. It's about air.
Okay.
So we'll start with a few questions.
Okay.
Ask yourself, do I procrastinate?
No, you don't have to ask me that question.
Do I have pains in my shoulders or my ankles? Do I have kidney issues? Do I have difficulty breathing or sleeping? Do I need more mental clarity to brainstorm creative solutions and make better decisions? All these questions, they relate to the air element, and decluttering can help rebalance this element in your life. Because air, just like the wind, is about ease of movement.
Right.
Movement through physical activities to activate changes. It's about mental awareness, observation, mm-hmm. curiosity, brainstorming, planning, and breathing. So from your observation during your walk through your home,
right,
you establish that you need to make changes in your space, and you know what you want. Let's say there's a room that you really want to improve.
Yeah, I think we all have that one room, right?
Yes, at least one room.
Yeah.
Yes. So now take several deep breaths and brainstorm for possible ideas to declutter. For instance, what needs to be removed, donated, or tossed? What needs to be cleaned or fixed? And start thinking of a plan of action. So that is part of air, the plan of action. Talk to supportive friends or family members for ideas, and schedule when you can count on their muscles to help you move the items you want removed, if
right.
that's necessary.
Right. Now, you know, I would say that this is great, and people usually start something like this, but then they have a challenge on finishing. How can they stay motivated until, you know, finishing it to the end?
Yes, for some people this can be a very big challenge, and if you feel that this is the case, it's overwhelming, you might want to hire the services of a home organizer to help you get started, stay on track, and finish the project. And to stay motivated, energized, and productive, you also need to plan a reward or a celebration for every step of the process that you accomplish until you're done, especially the challenging ones. Find an accountability buddy who will support and encourage you throughout mm-hmm. the project. And the reward doesn't have to cost money or involve bringing another item in the home. After all, you're detoxing. You don't want to be retoxing.
Right.
So the celebration can be as simple and meaningful as a happy dance and singing, "Yes, I did it! I'm so happy! I can so do this!" And in our society, we don't celebrate much. We just keep working away. So celebrating and complimenting yourself, even for the little achievements, will do wonders to your spirit and your brain.
Wow. So that gets you fired up, huh?
Yes. And speaking of fire, do you have an anger issue?
Wow, look at you. Nice segue. I like what you did there.
And is it difficult for you to forgive? Do you have problems with your digestion, your eyes, or your sense of sight? Is it a struggle for you to make decisions or stay focused to complete things? These questions relate to the fire element, and decluttering can help rebalance this element in your life. Because fire is about vitality, enthusiasm, energy, warmth of the body. I'm getting warm just talking about it. Direction, vision, willpower, focus, passion, self-confidence. It's also about taking action, getting all fired up, putting some muscles and sweat into the project, and really getting into it. And in this case, it would be about sorting, discarding, cleaning, reorganizing the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And remember to celebrate, congratulate yourself along the way for what you accomplished. Don't wait until it's all done to celebrate.
Right. Okay.
So, moving on to other clarity questions, have you ever accumulated a few pounds over the years?
Well, yeah.
Most of us do. Do you have issues with your woman's chest or breast?
No.
Have you been emotional or it's difficult for you to connect with your emotions? Do you have gynecological or reproductive issues? Are your feet bothering you? All these questions relate to the water element, and decluttering can help rebalance this element.
Okay, so what is it about the water?
So the water, like a river, mm-hmm. is about flow, intuition, creativity, nurturance, taking care of ourselves, unconscious emotions, empathy, nourishment, and cleansing and clearing. So in this decluttering project, it's about getting a flow of activity going, maintaining that flow or that rhythm until you finish your decluttering. For example, you decided to sort things in a specific room for 1 hour each day until it's done. Be persistent. It's also about taking appropriate hydration and nourishment to take care of yourself mm-hmm. and for your brain power. Allow your creativity and intuition to come through to assist you. And be aware that the decluttering may bring up difficult emotions that you safely buried over time.
Right.
And letting go of things could be challenging for you. Ask for help if you need support or counseling if you're dealing with painful, maybe traumatic emotions. And remember to acknowledge and celebrate your progress.
Oh, you mean celebrate your progress.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, let me ask you this, Marie Claire, because we're running out of time, but I want to make sure we get to the last element.
Yes. If we don't have time, I can go quickly to what could happen if people don't declutter their space.
Well, just give us a quick, last element, about Earth.
The Earth is about... perhaps having difficulty finishing what you started.
Okay.
Do you feel ungrounded? Do you feel fearful and not safe? Do you have problem getting organized? Do you need to hoard and accumulate things? Or do you have problems letting go of stuff? Do you have issues with your neck, your colon, or your knees? And all these questions relate to the earth element.
Right.
So decluttering could help rebalance this. Because Earth is about manifestation, completion, organization, and accomplishment. It's also about survival, basic needs, groundedness, centeredness, and courage. So trust in your abilities that you can reach completion of this project. You are transforming your spaces, your living space into a new aesthetically pleasing and better organized home where you will feel healthier,
right.
happier, more creative, comfortable to invite people over and enjoy yourself. Quality of your life will improve dramatically, trust me. Once the project is completed, anchor that wonderful and joyous feeling of accomplishment in your being so that your cells remember this new rewiring for the next big challenge. And again, reward yourself and celebrate. You so deserve it.
Now, what can happen if people don't clear their space and they continue to, accumulate stuff?
Well, what's going to happen is that the problem won't go away, will it?
No.
how long, you can ask yourself, how long have I been living in my present condition? And what has been the cost in terms of my health, my performance at work, my finances, my relationships, and my social life? I had some clients who came with me with issues about relationships, and they did not know what was going on. So I asked, after a little bit of digging, I found out that their house was cluttered and disorganized,
right.
which is totally the opposite of a harmonious and peaceful environment. So it can be costly on several fronts.
Right.
And you also ask yourself, if I don't do anything, what will my living space look like in 6 months or a year? How will my health be? And have I suffered long enough? So it may take you a week or several months, depending on the amount of stuff you have accumulated and the time that you can devote to the project every day. But by committing to declutter and improve the energy flow in your living environment, you will see that things are beginning to shift, and that's what you want.
Right.
It's the beginning of reclaiming your power over your life and your well-being, and that is what I want for you.
All right. Well, that's great. And again, we're talking with our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Now, real quick, Marie, how can listeners get that free gift that you promised earlier?
They can go on my website, www.olivesfelices.com. And by clicking on the tab Gifts for You and downloading the PDF document called Your Map on How to Declutter. And you would also find more information about the decluttering process, as well as the link to order my two books, Olive Sulici's Everyday Mediterranean Cuisine.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. Remember, you can take advantage of the free gift by going to the website Olives to Lychees. Lychees spelled LYCHEES.com. OlivesToLychees.com. Click on the tab that says Gifts for You and download that PDF document on how to declutter. Thank you again for being with us today. I look forward to next week. I guess we'll do part two of the series, right?
Yes, part two. I'll be back on March 12th. And
March
thank
12th?
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're very welcome, and we'll see you then. We'll be continuing with part two of the series with a spring detox and why grocery shopping, right?
That's correct.
That should be exciting. And again, our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Go to her website, olivestolichis.com, or give her a call, 416-759-5407. And we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.